knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
It's Bill Leff, and it's Dane in for Wendy, and Dean Richards joins us right now. Dean, I don't know if you were listening, but we were talking about irrational fears. Everybody has something that they're afraid of, but probably not you. You're a man of steel. You don't have any irrational fears.
I have nothing but irrational fears.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Like what? What do you have?
I don't know if they're irrational. I hate snakes.
Okay, but most people, I think, given the choice of being with or not being with a snake, would choose to not be with a snake,
wouldn't they? I'm like paralyzed with fear, though.
That bad?
It's not just like keep that away from me. I'm paralyzed with fear. The thing that really is my biggest probably phobia, I think it's more than just a mild fear, is a fear of heights.
Yeah.
Not just, I mean, if I'm on like a third floor back porch landing, I'm holding on for dear life.
It's that bad.
When I was watching the Vin Diesel movie, I also have the fear of stupid movies.
Vin Diesel movies.
Wrong business.
This one is not, but it was a good enough joke to go for that. But when, you know, there are some moments in airplanes and things like that, I'm practically ripping the arm out of the theater chair.
Really?
That's how paralyzed I am. I can feel my breathing changing when it's happening. I'm terrible, terrible, terrible with fear.
Well, some of those make sense. You know, snakes, I think just we would know that snakes are inherently dangerous, at least some of them. Heights, you know, you shouldn't be dangling off of a building or really flying in a plane for that matter. Those make sense.
Mine are super weird, though.
That bad.
Now, if I had a snake on a third floor landing...
You got snakes on a plane.
Watching,
Dean, did you even
watching
see
a Vin Diesel movie.
Would you go near a theater that was showing snakes on a plane?
Yeah, because those are the question, right?
That's the double whammy for me.
The worst thing in the world
right now,
for you.
Just talking about this, I'm Albert Brooks in broadcast news right now.
Sweating bullets?
Right, exactly. I am flop sweat right now.
No. All right, I have to ask you this. I keep seeing stories about Ellen DeGeneres winning all these awards, the People's Choice Awards. When was that? Usually award shows get all kinds of promotion that they're going to be on. Was this on?
This was last night, Bill. Don't pretend like you didn't
watch it. I had no idea that it was even on last night.
Pretend.
I didn't know. I'm one of the people.
I know you're trying to be elitist media right now because it's so
fake
popular.
Media. We're fake media.
So popular to be part of the fake elitist media.
That's
not
true.
Not the award shows of the people.
Right.
But that's what this was last night. This is the award show in which, you know, it's not, you know, people in the industry like the Academy Awards.
These are people.
Or those 15 people who vote for the Golden Globes.
These are real people.
Yeah.
These are actual fans, which explains why, a movie like Bad Moms could be chosen as the best comedy of
Was it really?
Last year. the favorite movie of last year, according to this People's Choice Awards, was Finding Dory, which was a very nice movie.
Sure.
Very nice movie, but... I don't know if it's the best
of the year,
movie of last year, but you know, I'm an elite fake
You're
news
part of the elite
critic,
media.
So, you know, what do I know?
Dean, do they have for these? Do they have like a Finding Dory? Do they at least throw an asterisk up there to say like your observations may vary?
Right.
They do not.
Oh no.
They do not. Who else won last night? Jennifer Lawrence won as best actress of the year. Can't remember.
But award shows are traditionally on a Sunday night. They're not usually on a Wednesday night.
It's a crowded field, Bill.
That's for you elitists.
I guess
who think you're too busy
for a Sunday.
An award show on a Wednesday night, and you want your award shows on a Sunday. This was last night. Ellen DeGeneres won 4 awards last night. This brings her total awards for the People's Choice Awards up to 20.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she's won 20. People's Choice Awards. Justin Timberlake, who was presenting her, had guys come out all like dressed up in tuxes, white gloves, holding all 20 of her statues.
Nice.
They showed all 20 of her statues on the stage. Yeah, it was one of the more interesting moments of the night. Johnny Depp was chosen as favorite movie icon.
Yeah,
and he came out, and this was kind of revealing after all the bad press that he went through. With his super ugly divorce with his wife,
Amber Heard,
terrible publicity for him. He was chosen as favorite movie icon. He was a little bit emotional on stage.
Really?
And said how much this, especially he appreciates that his fans have stayed with him through good times and bad, referencing the divorce is what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And he seemed genuinely moved that his fans chose to stay with him through all the ugliness that we've heard about for the past year.
Dean, regular accent Johnny Depp or European accent Johnny Depp?
Oh, pirate was, Johnny Depp.
No, it wasn't pirate, because that's more Keith Richards.
Yeah.
That's Keith Richards Johnny Depp. This was a little in between.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this wasn't quite the weird accent Johnny Depp. Because, you know, I think he was humbled. So
right.
He is from Kentucky, after all.
He is, isn't he?
So yeah. where the weird French accent comes from,
Dean, I wasn't
entirely sure.
I wasn't sure if there was different categories in there. I thought maybe you were going to say he was nominated for that forced PSA that he had to make about bringing pets into Australia.
That was a good one. They did not have a forced PSA category, sadly, this year.
That's lacking.
And also, I should mention, they're still counting. But the electoral votes for the people's choice have not come out yet, so it's very possible.
Anything can happen.
Could be an entirely we could wind up with Montel Williams as
wouldn't that be
best
nice?
Talk show host of the year.
I hope he wins.
Yeah,
in the retro category.
All right, now is this true or is this not true? There are stories today. It's true. Who would have saw that coming? Jack Nicholson is hanging it up. He's not going to act anymore. He's retiring. Jack Nicholson
I have not heard that information. Where'd you hear that?
On the, Dan, you told me the name of it. It's
fake
the
news channel.
Internet.
Elitist fake news.
Right. Right.
Oh, I'm so understanding all that I've heard about this fake news mumbo jumbo.
Here's the story. Now. Dean, it's sad. Peter Fonda says that his friend Jack Nicholson has retired. It's not that he will retire in the future. He's 79 years old. He says he's done everything he needs to do. And he's done with movies. He's retiring from acting. Jack Nicholson.
What does Peter Fonda know?
He doesn't know.
Pinko liberal.
Who among us hasn't fed a story to Peter Fonda just to see what he would say about it? We all have done
exactly.
that.
I told him the Golden Girls were breaking up once. And that's when most of them were dead. So he bought it.
Sure he did.
He runs to wherever you go for your... get your fake media out. I don't even know where that is.
Although I can't remember, the last Jack Nicholson movie, was it that movie with Adam Sandler, that Angry People movie? Was that the last one?
Let me do
it's
a
been
quick
a long
check
time.
On that because I actually
he's done some like cameos or something. He must have, right?
I don't think I've seen him in a movie in at least 5 years.
So Bill, you're saying he maybe had retired years ago
and didn't tell anybody, including Peter Fonda.
Right, Peter Fonda just found out.
That's why it's just not it doesn't like hit me like a ton of bricks because. You know, so many of these people don't do anything anyway.
Here it is, Dean. It says his last role in a film was in 2010 in the movie How Do You Know?
Reese Withers. Oh, I remember that now. Reese, he played Paul Rudd's father.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Rudd's father in that movie. Reese Witherspoon, Owen Wilson.
So that was 6.5 years ago.
Yeah.
That was his last movie role.
When did Peter Fonda retire?
Jack Nicholson's going to release a statement later.
Like you to me, I'll do you. 1969, I think.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Dean Richards is with us. He'll tell us what movies have come out this weekend and what you need to see and what you need to not see. It's us. It's Bill and Dean in for Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Dean Neal sitting in for Wendy Snyder, who will be back after the Wintrust business lunch, mostly because Steve from Blue's Clues will be joining us and Wendy wants to meet him, and why wouldn't you? Dean Richards is on the phone with us telling about what movies are coming out this weekend.
Or you can call me Al.
Or we could call you Al. Why wouldn't we call you Al? Al Richards is with us from the WGN TV Morning News. Al/Dean, the founder. Tell us about the founder.
I love this movie. I'm so surprised that I liked a movie about the creation of McDonald's restaurants.
Yeah.
I did not think that it was going to be compelling. It's very compelling. It's very interesting. Michael Keaton has restored my faith in him as an actor. After his Birdman movie, which I was not crazy about Birdman as a movie, but I loved his performance. I think he's been turning in some amazing performances, and he does this time too as the man who we think of as being the creator and founder of McDonald's, Ray Kroc, who lived in Arlington Heights, Illinois, opened his first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois, but really. In this movie, you will meet Mac and Dick McDonald, two brothers in San Bernardino, California, when Ray Kroc was a salesman of restaurant equipment. He happened to learn about these two guys who were doing restaurant business. It's so interesting that in this movie, which is set in the 1950s and the early 60s, you know, they call McDonald's restaurant food, which, you know, it wasn't really called fast food back then. But it was just a restaurant with a completely different philosophy of very high quality, of turning the food over quickly, of not having waiters, waitresses, car hops, that it was kind of self-serve, that you go up to the window and get the food yourself. It's wrapped in paper instead of on plates, an amazing concept that just blew Ray Kroc's mind. And he wanted to learn about this process and opened a franchise from these two brothers in San Bernardino and just completely copied them step by step for every inch, and franchised more and opened more and opened more until he really kind of took over the whole company and put the two brothers out of business. It's a really interesting, fascinating inside look at one of the most American of institutions, McDonald's restaurant, of how the Golden Arches, you know, got its start, how so many of the things that we take for granted now as being, you know, part of Mickey D's, you know, became part of this legend, is detailed in this movie and done in a really interesting, thought-provoking way. I really, really like this movie.
See, this is history, but it isn't, you know, going back to the medieval times with knights and dragons and all that kind of stuff. Of course, maybe those weren't real. History where people can kind of take artistic license. I mean, we all know and have kind of lived a lot of this along with McDonald's. Dean, did you find it, or have you heard back? Is it historically accurate as well as entertaining?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done a super amount of research, but by everything that I remember from McDonald's, I guess I never really knew. I knew that there was a McDonald's before Ray Kroc. I didn't really know the story of the McDonald brothers and really how Ray Kroc kind of ripped them off.
I mean,
completely stole their idea and essentially put them out of business with his. He wanted to expand. He wanted to be huge. They wanted to remain small. They wanted to keep very quality control. So that part I never knew, but I think one of the things that what I liked about this movie is, we are so familiar with this. It's like learning about Uncle Jimmy's. You know, somebody who's been in your family right. forever, and mm-hmm. now you know Uncle Jimmy. You know how he is, and now you're learning a little of how he got to be the way that he is. I loved it. I would have liked a little more Ronald McDonald in it myself. But that came later on. That's not really part of the founding of McDonald's. That came a little bit later on. But even
sequel.
Though... Right?
That would be a Grimace right? spinoff, you mean?
Yeah.
Right? It would have killed him to put one Hamburglar in this whole movie. A Mayor McCheese. Like a guy just off on the side as
right.
Mayor McCheese.
That would work.
Something like that. But no, they kept it with human beings.
All right.
So be it. Dean's List B plus on
I
this
like
one.
That. B plus is good.
Really
what about Triple X Xander Cage?
Sorry.
It's Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage.
The Return of Xander Cage. Xander Cage is coming back, everybody.
As any man, woman, or child can tell you, Xander Cage, of course, was Vin Diesel in the original Triple X movie.
Well, Richard Burton originally, but then
when
they redid it.
If you really want to go back to British theater.
Yes, right.
More of a love story, though, Bill.
Back then.
It really goes back even a little further.
But when Shakespeare first wrote it, Dean, who did he have in mind, do you think?
And back early, it was a woman who played Xander Cage because often Shakespeare would have people playing opposite genders in the movies. So, in this case, Vin Diesel returning to the role that he made famous in the early 2000s when Paramount Pictures wanted to do a sequel. Vin Diesel apparently thought he was way too much of a thespian to go back.
Come on, Vin Diesel.
To a chintzy role like playing a superhero action figure, and he took a pass on it. Ice Cube took over the franchise for that movie, but Vin Diesel certainly has done okay during the years. Although he did, his pal Paul Walker walked away from the Fast and Furious franchise the same way and came back. And Vin Diesel has said that's part of the reason why he came back to this franchise, that he and Paul Walker had many a conversation about,
oh,
you know, keeping your head on straight and
yeah,
not getting too big for your britches. So anyway, he's back in the franchise. The plot line is there is a small device that's called Pandora's Box, which, if in the wrong hands, can control all the satellites that are in the sky, not only controlling its content, but controlling where they might crash, killing humans.
Mm.
So it's incumbent on the XXX crew to try to capture this box, who is also being pursued by a band of bad guys. Good guys and bad guys, kind of a new concept. Fighting each other in action movies. And as much as I might be somewhat ridiculing the plotline of this movie, I walked out of this movie last night, hour and 45 minutes or so, something like that.
Yeah.
I had a blast watching this movie.
Good.
It's complete silly fun, complete adrenaline overload.
Excellent.
Some spectacular special effects, spectacular chase scenes, spectacular fight scenes. You know, no one's going to win an Academy Award for anything in this movie. But if you just want to go have a couple of hours of fun, highly recommending. This one gets a Dean's List B.
Triple X, Xander Cage. And they've already announced a sequel, Era Double X. That'll be out a year from now. So that looks good, too, Dean.
Good to see some satellites getting some work, too.
Right. Yes. There's a whole line of adult movies that are going to also be based on the Triple X. It's a whole nother kind of secret device.
Maybe next week we can talk about that.
That's right. Different kind of device that the bad guys are trying to get their
excellent
hands on.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in. Dean, thanks so much. It's our friend Dean Richards. He's the best. Have
see
a good weekend,
all
Dean.
Right, you too, guys.
Quick break. We'll find out what Steve has coming up next. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN.